Thank you so much, BBS Radio, for making it possible for this material from Winfrey and Terry Brown to be heard worldwide. Another one-hour show, questions and answers with the Elohim and also the Ra group, two group souls from the other side of the veil that are in support of us and speak through Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona. Winfrey is managing all of this, and he asks the questions. You have the opportunity to ask a question by emailing questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Good evening for those that just joined in, as this is a simulcast with a conference call. All the things mean people are calling in live. I welcome you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome, Roger.
Welcome,
Raiden.
Hi, Raiden. Win in Sedona.
Good evening, Win in Sedona.
Debbie Dolphin.
Debbie Dolphin, coming out of the Pacific. Welcome.
There you go.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Wim.
All right, and welcome to all those that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. All right, so Wim, thank you for being here and for doing what you are doing. You know, this is tremendous, and you know, I cannot think it away. And having Terry Brown doing what she's doing, in combination with you, you know, steering this big ship, it is fantastic, and I greatly appreciate it. I know many people with me are feeling the same way.
Well, thank you, and I give everybody credit who hangs in, people who come to the calls, because this is a group energy that we create, a group energy that everyone still has their individual sovereignty. We come together, and I'm constantly learning, and you people are playing a big part, a major part, okay? And you can't steer a ship unless there's a ship. So.
All right, I want you to know, Win, that we are not recording yet, and we are still waiting for Terry Brown to call in.
Are we on BBS?
We are on BBS. Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. Hello to everybody listening on BBS, and thank you for being here. And I'll tell you, you know, a number of the people that you hear saying hello on the conference call started listening to us on BBS. And you know, many people think, can this be real? And I don't blame them. I said it to myself. It was like being in a fantasy. But after a year, 2 years, 4 years, some people, they started checking into the calls. You know, it's like you can't exactly say what we're doing and believe it. Okay? I mean, I can say it, but don't believe it until you kick the tires and validate it for yourself. That's what I tell people. So thank you for listening. Anyone on the conference call that's new, thank you. And just check it out, because would you like to say your name and your city? Would you like to say your name and your city?
Sure would. Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Win. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hey.
Hi, Don. On our Wednesday night call, you know, we have 10 calls a week, and some people don't miss a one. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, this is Terry in Stone.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi,
Terry.
And on our Wednesday night calls, people submit questions. And if you want to submit a question, questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
And have you received Cecil his question?
I didn't look up the questions yet, okay? But I probably did.
I just sent it in.
Are you asking about what the other email you sent me?
Maybe.
You know what?
Welcome. Is it the next caller? Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Maria Lee. Hello, everyone.
Welcome, Maria Lee.
Hello.
And someone else joined in after you. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi. This is Edna.
Guten Abend, Edna.
Good and Abend, my friend.
Hi, Edna.
Sehr gut, danke.
Hi, Edna. Hello.
Hi, Edna.
Hi there. How are you from New York?
Pauline,
hey, Pauline,
welcome.
Hi, guys.
You came in through the back door.
Yep, I slip in quietly sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You're fine.
All right, so the whole gang is here. And Wynn is checking the questions. And I want to repeat the email address once more. If you do have a question, you can email it to Wynn to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Wynn is lining up the questions, and we will have a live channeling through our beautiful sister / angel, Terry Brown, who is also located in Sedona. Terry, how are you?
I'm good.
All right. Are you zoning out already?
yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
A little bit. Hey, it's magnificent what you're doing.
You know, I wanted to just make...
That's good.
Go ahead. I want to make just a couple... Would you like to say your name and your city?
It was a background ding, I believe.
Okay. Like, in general, with the questions, you can ask personal questions, you can ask health questions, you can ask theological questions, you can ask metaphysical questions, but we don't like to do questions where we take other people's inventory. In other words, if you said, can I trust such and such a person, and they're a channel, okay? I'm not going to answer that publicly. Sometimes, you know, if it's crucial for you to know, we might ask it privately to help you, okay? We don't take questions. You know, there's a lot of negativity going on in the world right now. There's a lot of things, and people, it's becoming more and more, known as to what's going on. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, Wynn. It's Jeannie in Sixside.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, John. Hi, everybody.
Also want to mention that right after the show, at 7 p.m., Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Phyllis from Squim, Washington.
Hello, Phyllis. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Jill. Hi, Don. Hi,
well.
Everybody.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hello. Hi, you both. Hi. All these wonderful voices.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. As I was
you're
saying,
welcome.
Right, thank you. Well, right after this show, we will go over to our daily Whole Planet Healing conference call, only per phone accessible, where we sort of like a meditation, a visualization, just to invoke world peace and to make this world a better place. You can participate by calling 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513-pound, 712-770-250-51, access code 250-513-pound. And you can also find this number and the information at the website wholeplanethealing.com. Whole as WHOLE.
I would like to say that many times, particularly when we were talking about the history of our planet, we have gotten information that, to my knowledge, has never been in this realm. And we've been getting that for years, explaining things that if you are wondering how we got to where we are on our planet today, they have explained it to a T. And it's like one of those things, there's a saying that goes, let me see, how does this saying go? Something like, that we have gross repeating patterns. And if you don't know the background of how patterns got established, you're doomed to repeat them. And so that's very important to understand how we got to where we are. And it's important on a both collective way and a personal way, because we are all going through gross repeating patterns, and we all have many, many past lives, and what we're going through this lifetime is usually, very often, we're repeating patterns of past lifetimes. We don't know it. And who we are is a conglomeration of where we came from, plus what we're going through today. We add new things to it, okay? But the goal is to be able to understand yourself and shift the patterns. And that's a huge task, because these patterns are, how shall we say it? They're embedded. I mean, you don't even know you have them. You don't even know all the things in your tract that exist inside of you that are keeping you in a contracted thing. Things like self-worth, self-love, rage and hate and anger, which, not to judge yourself if you have those things, but to understand them so they don't get, first of all, so you don't judge yourself for being wrong and bad, which is often the case, but also so you can not be controlled by those patterns. The first step is to know what your patterns are. And that's something that you can get some insight in by asking questions on this call.
May I mention that you mentioned also like the conferences we had about how the universe has been created. There's a lot of information at the spiritchannel.net, and particularly on the Monday wildcard calls from a couple of years ago, we have been informed by our sources on this. Now, when you want to get...
You know, I'll mention that on the spiritchannel.net, there is, at the top menu, there's something called topics. And one of the topics is how the universe was created. Okay? And I have to say, there's like at least 25 calls there. And I'm sure there's some that aren't there, but some of them have transcripts. Some of them don't. But it is a mind-bending series. And, you know, we're talking to a source that identifies himself as millions of individual souls that don't have bodies, that are like energy bubbles at the center of the universe, and that existed before there was a universe and created the initial template for the beginning of the universe. And, you know, if you that's who's going to answer these questions tonight. So they have huge wisdom because they have been observing the universe for millions, billions perhaps, of years. And they have a profound understanding of everything. And they are totally transparent here.
I believe I had another person join in. I welcome you, and feel free to say a name or location.
Yeah, hi. Sorry for being late. This is Lauren from Fort Worth.
You're late, but not too late. Thank you for being here, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
And, Vin, we are not recording yet, so anytime you want to get going on that.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's go.
The things are off, so here we go. It is the 16th of September. Not going. Hold on.
The recording has started.
This is September 16th, 2020, and this call is titled Questions with the Elohim. Questions and Answers.
Muted.
with the Elohim, and we're going to be asking questions that you have submitted. And we're going to get right into it. And Terry, you're not ready, right?
No, no, I'm not ready.
Okay, good. Me neither.
I am.
Okay.
Hi, Israel. At least somebody's ready, right?
Right.
And we start out with an invocation of protection, because we're going to open up the matrix when we do this. And we want to make sure that nothing negative comes into that matrix when it's opened. And if you don't know what I mean, don't worry about it. Just go along and you'll figure it out sooner or later. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the Christ consciousness, honoring free will, operating for the highest good of all concern, to be present with us, to answer our questions. And do we have our source present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we adjust our focus so that we are able to be connected with each and every person on the line who wishes to be connected with. We don't come through the telephone line, and we don't come through the computer. We come directly to you. It is a voice that comes through the telephone line and the computer, so it's a little bit slower than our contact with you. If we ever say anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it. It needs to resonate with you, and if it is something that can be of assistance to you, you can incorporate it in your life or in your beliefs or whatever, then you can take it on. But otherwise, we are just purely to be of assistance wherever we can. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And let me see here. First question is from Edgina in Snohomish,
yes.
Washington.
Yes.
And, you know, she's been asking questions every week because her former husband
left
this realm
and she's concerned about him. And she asks, is France already in the heaven realms, or is he still hanging around here? Also, is he doing better and moving on, leaving behind the third dimension worries and regrets? Thank you, Edgina.
No, he is still working through things. He's still, these are his private own things, and so we give him a boost of energy that he can work through them and resolve them. These are his things, his lessons to resolve. Some lessons that he sorely needs, and some of them are very difficult lessons. We hold the energy for him to be able to come to grasps in terms with them, to work through, and we send him a boost of love. Thank you.
You know, I'd like to ask a general question that's connected to this question, but I ask it in a general way. When you have loved somebody and they die, and you might feel that you could have done better in some way or another, I'm not saying that's the case.
Yes, you realize that the other person that died is thinking you should have done better. You might take on that viewpoint when you be sure to keep that in balance so that you don't just adopt it when the person needs to take responsibility.
Yes. Is there anything the person can do if that's the case? The person in this realm?
Just continue to hold energy for them and send them love, light, and let the other stuff roll by.
Thank you. Next question. And Don Herman is a regular asker of deep metaphysical theological questions, and this is one of them. What is the relationship between the one infinite creator and the physical universe? In at least some Christianity...
The one infinite creator is in there working in every aspect of the creation of the universe, but assigns free will to the individual aspects, and so is a work in progress.
Mm-hmm. You know, when one talks about God, often one thinks of God as being separate from the physical universe and manipulating.
Yes, this is the usual way of that people look at it, and it makes a extra step in there that really puts a time delay and isolation factor. An aspect to it creates problem.
Mm-hmm. So it's not the highest truth way of looking at it. We could say that. Yes.
No. Okay. It is installing a time delay and a self-identification delay, and makes people feel alone, and it's superimposing something that isn't true on the top of
what is true.
And also, there's all kinds of misrepresentations about what that being is. Like, it's something to do his will or to be afraid of being punished.
Yeah, and then people begin to assign it qualities assume certain qualities that they feel are true, and you begin to get distortions in what's really them.
And also, I should add, throughout the history of humanity, there have been beings that have identified themselves as God, probably on both sides, both in this realm and above this realm, and they perpetuated some of these myths, but they were not the one infinite creator.
No, they were distortions of the one, the manifest one.
Yeah, and so some of these ideas of following God's will, et cetera, got embedded into this realm from beings that were not at the top of the matrix, but wanted power over people, which if they could...
They thought their distortion was true and was the only way.
Right. Right. So, Don asks, in at least some Christianity, there is the idea that people cannot communicate directly with God and must use Jesus as an intermediary. Is there anything similar with the one infinite creator?
Well, the whole question is it assumes that God is separate. And God is not separate.
Mm-hmm.
You are in constant communication with God, although you may put a time delay and a distance delay and space delay. You may attempt to assign all those to your relationship with God, but even relationship with God assumes that that God is separate. And God mm-hmm. is not separate.
Now, when someone can transcend that feeling of separateness and can own the one infinite creator inside of themselves, what might they experience?
Well, even the concept of owning the one infinite creator establishes a separation. It does not mm-hmm. exist.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Well, let me ask the question in a different way. If someone can become one with the one infinite creator, how might that look?
Well, you are getting closer here because, the one infinite creator is right with you and has, if you have certain aspects that your experience in your past have made you into the result and being that you are. So you have this aspect that has created you to be different, yet the one infinite creator has totally been with you the whole time through that, but it does separate you from others because of your different beliefs or slightly different experiences that gave you different conclusions or different responses based upon your past that you have had. So you begin to get you think you're separate and you have this different identity, but God's with you the whole time.
Thank you. This is a question from Pauline in Flushing, New York.
Yes.
And is there a difference between spirit and soul. Now, you know, again, we're working with human vocabulary, and, you know, there may be different human definitions for spirit and soul,
exactly,
which I would have to look up and see. And,
well, soul is the complex that you have developed in your experience on the track. The structure, your soul has a structure. It's composed of responses to different frequencies, of the building of a matrix that is independent of your body and can survive outside of your body matrix, and has different qualities in the ability to travel instantaneously when you get it down, to be able to project yourself into other circumstances and travel instantaneously, practically, to other areas. And your soul has different qualities also, depending upon the skills and information and outlook that you obtained in your journey down your time track.
Thank you. I just looked up spirit and the definition of spirit in Merriam-Webster dictionary, okay? And
yeah.
And animating is, you know, I think that sometimes spirit is defined as a soul. Okay, sometimes.
Yes, there is one of the definitions that would include that.
Yeah, an animating or vital principle held to give life to physical organisms.
Yes.
A supernatural being or essence, such as Holy Spirit, okay?
Now, Holy Spirit would be aspect of God who has become more physical and has certain frequencies.
A malevolent being that enters and possesses a human being. Okay.
Yes, that would be another definition, but malevolent. The spirit is not necessarily malevolent unless spirit that you call like a certain individual has malevolent qualities.
Mm-hmm. You know, a question I would ask there, if one ends up having malevolent spirits buzzing them, so to speak.
Yes.
Does that mean the person had some level of malevolence in themselves to attract that spirit?
It could mean that, but the more defined or a better definition would be, are they exhibiting the frequencies of the malevolent being, which would then bring that malevolent being, bring them within the scope of the range of malevolence the being, the bad guy is exhibiting.
I mean, there could also be the situation where a person is extremely innocent and...
But then even so, they would have to allow themselves to identify or move into the range of frequencies of the malevolent being.
Okay. And then here's a definition. You see, this is where it's so difficult to answer a question like that, because in English language, in this case here, this sounds like it's being defined more like the soul, which is the immaterial, intelligent, or sentient part of a person.
Yes. So, I mean, there's different definitions of spirit, and like in some cases, the soul structure and matrix would be coincident with, say, a spirit. But that's mm-hmm. only one of the definitions of spirit.
Yeah. And here's another one. Alcohol.
Right.
You know, and, okay, well, you get the idea. It's hard. It's very hard to answer Pauline's question in a definitive way, because it's easier, you know, it's easier to make a definition for the word soul that's coherent. But when the word spirit, you have to take into consideration the difference in the English language. So,
right. Well, which definition of spirit do you want to use?
Yeah. Next question here. This is from Mark Sonnenberg from Ireland. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Someday we're going to hear your Irish accent, okay, when you call in and say hello. I love Irish accents. Okay.
Yes.
You know, let me see. I have time for this question. I'm just going to add a question. Do you know how accents differ from region to region? Like in the United States, there's a Southern accent. There's a Philadelphia accent. There is, of course, an Irish accent when they speak English.
Yes.
Oh, Irish people do speak English. There's an English accent. What is it on the track that causes people speaking the same language to have different accents?
When you move into, let's say you have a northern accent and you move into a southern state, well, all the people around you have to draw the southern drawl. And then having the southern drawl, you hear it over and over and over, and so pretty soon you got the southern drawl and you got the nuances and you got the different words and what they mean and how.
But why did it evolve that way? You know, since it all started with the same language.
It didn't start with the same language because you had a different groups coming from extra terrestrial outposts coming in, and they would speak their own language, and they would begin to fan out, and it would begin to shift on the outskirts, and they would learn the other languages, but it did not all start with the same language.
Okay. It just seems that way when they're all speaking English. Okay. I think I got it. That's a very interesting answer. Okay, let me ask Mark's question. Sorry, Mark, I would diverge myself. I would like to hear and feel what the sources say on how other frequencies interface with them. Them meaning you, or sources. 2 weeks ago, I asked about the Hathors and how they can be a part of the symphony our tribe are opening up to, bringing in the light in this auspicious time. Wind and the sources have often talked about Yeshua lately, and the Christ consciousness. The Hathors are said to be connected to Egypt and Yeshua and Mary of the Magdalene order, Yeshua's soulmate. It may be accurate to say both had an Egyptian connection, and Yeshua talks about Rukha, R-U-K-H-A, the Kusha. Now, you see, Mark, when you give a question like this, it would help to give more references to the question, okay? Because I never heard of Rukha the Kusha, and you're assuming they can tune in, and then maybe they can, but you're assuming they can tune in to every little specific thing. Like, for example, the Hathors are said to be connected to Egypt and Yeshua and Mary of the Magdalene order. First thing I would ask, is that true? It may be accurate to say both had an Egyptian connection. Is that true? And Yeshua talks about Rukha the Kusha, and I don't know who that is.
We would just prefer to go with Mark's question.
Okay. All right.
We do see that there is an order, and that they have, you know, we see them in a group, like coming to Earth and having their own language and having their own body of beliefs, and then integrating with and Egypt and integrating with from in Africa, which Egypt is a part of Africa, and then being far from home, then being beginning to be connected with the groups from Egypt, from Atlantis, and other groups that were interfacing with them, that they were lonesome from home and they wanted to integrate and find out more about what was going on. And then they began to have their own breed of things that they brought with them from the other planet. And they began to become cognizant of some of the ways of Egypt and some of the ways then as Egypt modified their beliefs and tribes went out in Israel, then they began to intermix and change their beliefs.
Yes. Now, did the Hathors have physical bodies in this realm?
Yes. But they also had a counterpart, but they did have physical bodies, but they did have counterparts that were working with them from the other side.
Did the Hathors graduate from this realm?
Graduation to us in this respect, they did not achieve perfection, but they did go and reside with the interdimensional group, and then we'd reincarnate back.
Mm-hmm. Did they have a connection with the Ra group?
They were sort of side by side, although some of them intermixed.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The intermixing brought advancement in understanding and knowledge.
And I guess I think this is the most important thing he says. To add depth and enhance our connection to the pantheon of helpful energies, could the sources help me understand more about Mary and Luca's role in the symphony and the music we are bringing in to this realm?
Is that Luka, L-U, how do you spell Luka?
R-U-K-H-A. Okay. Now, I'll tell you what, I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay.
And see.
And Mary, are you speaking of Mary Magdalene?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Are you speaking of Mary Magdalene when you speak of Mary?
I think so, yes. Okay.
Yes, the definition of Luka will help. We see that it was a specific wise person. It was the leader of a tribe. This is a feeling of that. A good leader, not perfect, struggling to operate in difficult conditions.
You know, I'm going down here.
If any of this resonates or seems accurate, then take it. If not, then disregard it. If Terry is unfamiliar with any of this, except Mary Magdalene. Luka seems like a family descendant of a group of which you go back into.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't really find. Okay, here's the best thing that seems to find. The Hebrew language phrase Ruach HaKadosh is a term used in the Hebrew Bible and Jewish writings to refer to the spirit of Yahweh. The Hebrew terms reach Ruach Gadshaka, thy Holy Spirit, and Ruach Kadosh, his Holy Spirit. But that's not the word we're looking for, okay?
No, it is not the word. And also, we are dealing with a different language here. We're dealing with the country of Ireland. And you remember that there were Druids in Ireland, and they had different colored cultures. They were bringing forth was searching for the word. Their concept of we don't want to use the word gods, but their idols, they looked up to give them wisdom, knowledge, and direction.
Yeah. Listen, I got one last question here. Mark, you might add something to the question for next week, if you want to, where you give us an idea.
If anything you said makes sense at all or doesn't make sense, let us know that too.
Yeah. Okay, in March, this is from David Ferringer in Mercer, Pennsylvania. In March 2007, I predicted the death of the singer Brad Delp. The premonition hit me nearly simultaneously as he was taking his own life. My question is, why did this particular phenomena come through to me? Was it only because I am a fan of his music, or did we have a connection in a past life or something else? Thank you.
Give us a moment. We see that you in your music, and you can also take a look at this and evaluate it from your own perspective. Why did you like his music in the first place? Is something that you had connected with, and you like that type of music. And if you like that type of music and he was around before, perhaps he was somebody that you followed before, and you, through his music, were connecting with his vibration and his soul frequency, which then would give you a wide open look into difficulties he was having.
Thank you. That was the last question for tonight, and we're just about out of time. You know, I might ask one more question concerning what summon.
You didn't get mine.
Yeah.
Yes, what is seasons?
Hang on, Cecil.
Sorry to butt in, but that's kind of important for me right now.
Thank you, Cecil.
Well, this wasn't a question. I thought I addressed that. Were you asking a question about the recommendation you received?
Yes.
I wanted to ask that question.
We would suggest this.
I want to ask it privately, okay?
We can give a general answer.
Okay, give a general answer.
We suggest that you, before you discard one procedure, that you get the medical information that your blood has changed. Like, to don't give up your medication until you don't need it anymore, as confirmed by the medical establishment.
Okay, well, the medical establishment is not going to change their mind, I'm sure. But
well,
Dr. Ging said he had changed my DNA, so I wouldn't need it, and that just kind of bothers me.
Well, you know what? I just want
that you keep on with the protocol until you know for sure the protocol is no longer needed.
Okay. You know, people, I want to ask the question privately. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Email me the answer. Thanks.
I will. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Elohim.
You're welcome.
Okay. That's it. We're done. I thank everybody for being here and asking questions. We're going over the Whole Planet Healing, 712-770-4340. 250-513, and we'll see you in a moment.
Unmuted.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ian, Terry, Elohim, everyone here. Much love.
Thank you.
Love and light.
This session is no longer being recorded.
You behind the other door.
Goodbye.